This is Odyssey. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Daniel Starks here. You're listening to your station, 88.9 KETR. Alice is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwell Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings bringing us movie reviews here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
Well, we've got three new movies to talk about this morning. I've seen the previews for one of these, and it looked strange but entertaining. We'll get that. It's our second movie. The first one, Sabotage. Second one is Birder's Guide to Everything. And the last one we will touch on is Noah. Let's start with Sabotage.
Schwarzenegger is no longer the governor. He's just returned to his status as the governor. And he continues his career as an action star, an aging action star. This is a bullet fest. This movie has probably more bullets than I, you know, who could count. It's up in the thousands. It's a crime story directed by and written by David Ayer, who did Training Day and End of Watch. He always has these blood-spattered crime dramas. That's what he does. And the thing is, he usually has pretty good plots. This one, not so great. Now, you know, but it does have a lot of grisly details. They don't just talk about these killings. They show them. And there's a mangled body nailed to a ceiling in one scene, and another one has a corpse ripped to pieces by a train wreck. And, you know, I don't want to look at that stuff. But what's incredible is that they claim that they based this, that Ayer claims that he based this on Agatha Christie's classic crime story, and then there were none. And I think it's much more like the really gruesome, graphically gruesome Final Destination movies. But anyway, it's a story about a DEA agent who is Schwarzenegger, and he leads this task force. And something terrible happens, and $10 million is missing. And so they bring in, they put them out of, all these guys are out of work for a while they investigate. And plus there's a drug cartel after them. The thing that's really amazing about this movie is that it is so predictable and not very, nothing we haven't seen many times before, except for the work of two actresses, Olivia Williams. She plays the local cop. It takes place in Georgia. And she's the woman who played the British Prime Minister's wife in The Ghost, and she played Eleanor Roosevelt in Hyde Park on Hudson. And she is just outstanding, although she does have a little trouble with her southern accent because she is British. And the other one who just stands out is Murray Enos, who people may know for her really understated work in the AMC series The Killing. And she is not understated. She is so over the top. She is this hard-boiled drug agent who happens to kind of taste the drugs themselves occasionally. And it's worth seeing just for these women's performances.
Well, this next one is not very violent. You mentioned the Final Destination movies. They have a interesting storyline, but I just don't like things like that. I mean, blood and gore is one thing, but that type of blood and gore is just little over the top for me. It may be for you. Thankfully, this one will give you a little bit of relief. It doesn't have anything like that. It's called Birder's Guide to Everything.
Yes, this is a delightful teen movie, but it's good for all audiences. David Portnoy, he's a 15-year-old boy who is grieving because his mother has been gone for a while, and she was a passionate birder, and he also is. And he believes that he has seen an actual Labrador duck, which is supposed to be extinct. So he and three of his buddies, two of his birding buddies and a girl, who has a nice, she has a nice camera, so she gets to go with them. She has a good lens. They go off on this trek to find that Labrador duck that supposedly doesn't exist anymore. And on the way, they meet up with this noted ornithologist who is played by Oscar winner Ben Kingsley. The young boy, by the way, David Portnoy, is played by Cody Smith McPhee, who was in The Road and Let Me In, and he's going to be one of the stars of the new Planet of the Apes. And anyway, there's a big backstory because the boy's father is getting married the next day, and he's off on this birding expedition. it's a coming-of-age movie, and it's heartfelt and amusing, and I couldn't recommend it enough. It's up there with The Kings of Summer and Super 8 as far as teenagers go.
This last one we're going to talk about is one that I know a lot of people are going to see. There's controversy over it. There's all sorts of different things over this one movie. It's the latest biblical take on Noah.
Russell Crowe portrayed Noah in filmmaker Darren Aronofsky's epic recreation of this biblical story. However, it's not being screened for critics in the Dallas area, and I don't know how many other cities are not getting it. It has been seen some other places because the reviews are already out, and the reviews are either completely positive or completely negative. It's no in between. And supposedly it is very, very, very unusual for a Bible story. Supposedly not maybe not as biblical as people expect, but it's full of all kinds of special effects, obviously, as it would have to be. Also in the cast, by the way, are Emma Watson and Anthony Hopkins and Nick Nolte. So I don't know what to make of the whole thing. I'm just like, well, they didn't show it for us, but I'm going to see it this weekend.
I was reading an article with the Washington Times about this just before we went on air here. I was reading things about it. The director said he's happy that it's, well, he's not happy, but he's bragging at the fact that it's the least biblical Bible story that he's ever made, that's on the big screens. But see, I've heard that it actually sticks with the Bible pretty well, but it just has a very big environmental twist to it. He's very much an environmentalist. So, like you said, you're going to go see it. I'm planning on going to see it just to see how it's like. I think it's going to be really, really good. It's according to this article I'm seeing right here, it's coming out in the IMAX theaters, which if there's any movie that needs to be in IMAX, I think it needs to be Noah, because that would be a fantastic movie to show on the IMAX theater. So out of these three movies, which did you go see this weekend? You've already said you're going to go see Noah.
I'm going to see Noah. So, but a Birder's Guide, I can recommend. If you've got a strong stomach, Sabotage.
All right. Alice, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
You're listening to your station, KETR. I'm Daniel Starks.